God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O God, creator of the world, and ruler of the sky above, you clothe the day with splendid light, and night with gracious gifts of sleep, that limbs relaxed by quiet rest may be restored to use and toil, that weary minds may be refreshed, and anxious sorrows be relieved. As day now changes into night, we pay our debt of grateful prayer. Sustain and help those bound to you, as we pour forth our hymn of praise. May hearts unite from deep within to honor you with ringing praise, to cherish you with purest love, to worship you with sober mind, that as the deepening gloom of night shuts out the light and bars the day, no darkness may obscure our faith, and night by faith may fill with light. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I shall take into my hand the saving chalice, and invoke the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. Through Jesus Christ may he carry out in you all that is pleasing to him. To Christ be glory forever. Amen. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
We praise the wisdom which wrought them all,
as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Rogate Dominum esis ut mitat operarios in mesem suam. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile suae, et scienem ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi mania qui potens est et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies timentibus eium, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimissit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abram et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Rogate Dominum esse ut mitat operarius in mesem suam.
Christ had compassion on the hungry and performed a miracle of love for them. Mindful of this, let us pray.
Show us your love, Lord.
Lord, we recognize that all the favors we have received today come through your generosity. Do not let them return to you empty, but let them bear fruit.
Show us your love, Lord.
Light and salvation of all nations, protect the missionaries you have sent into the world. Enkindle in them the fire of your Spirit.
Show us your love, Lord.
Grant that man may shape the world in keeping with human dignity, and respond generously to the needs of our time.
Show us your love, Lord.
Healer of body and spirit, comfort the sick and be present to the dying. In your mercy, visit and refresh us.
Show us your love, Lord.
May the faithful departed be numbered among the saints, whose names are in the book of life.
Show us your love, Lord.
Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son,
who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et a vitam perducat eterna.
Amen.
Benedicamus Domino.
Deus.